Welcome to episode 262 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The main theme of the book of 1 Thessalonians is Jesus' second coming. When he returns, the dead who have believed in Christ will rise and will join the living to meet the Lord in the air. Unbelievers will experience God's wrath, while believers will inherit salvation. In preparation for that great day, Christians are called to be holy and blameless. God, who is faithful, will produce in them the holiness he requires. But let's break this down further.
Today's top 10 list.
10 themes from the book of 1 Thessalonians.
Number 1.
God's wrath comes on those who reject the gospel. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 16. They keep us from speaking his message to the Gentiles and from leading them to be saved. They've always gone too far with their sins. Now God has finally become angry and will punish them. Paul here is talking about the Jewish settlers in Thessalonica who were trying to thwart the Christian evangelistic effort. Their fierce opposition is due to the fact that Christian missionaries offered salvation to Gentiles without demanding that they first become Jews. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 3. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
Number 2.
Jesus' death and resurrection are the basis for the Christian's hope. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 14. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring with him the believers who have died. Death, resurrection, second coming. That is the gospel. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 10. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever. What a glorious hope.
Number 3.
Christians are destined not for wrath, but for salvation when Christ returns. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 9. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Number 4.
Christians who die will participate fully in the second coming. 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 14 to 17. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. The second coming of Jesus is a noisy event. It is accompanied by a commanding shout from an archangel and the trumpet of God. Everyone will hear it and see it. But the key point for Paul here is the order of events when Jesus comes. The Thessalonians had come to believe that dying before the return of Jesus would involve some sort of disadvantage in eternity, probably eternal separation from those who lived until Jesus' return. In this text, Paul assures the Thessalonians that the living believers do not precede or have any advantage over the dead. The dead in Christ are the ones who rise first. That happens before the living ascend to meet Jesus in the air. The righteous dead are resurrected and given immortality along with those who are alive when he returns.
Number 5.
We have been called by God to salvation. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 4. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you. And 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 12. we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. God allows human beings to make their own decisions regarding him and what he has done for us. And what he has done for us is choose us in Christ. We have all been elected to have salvation. That some won't be saved, won't claim that salvation for themselves, reflects their choice, not God's. God's choice is for all humanity to be saved.
Number 6.
Christians should live lives of complete holiness. 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 13. So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. And in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Number 7.
What ultimately inspires change is a life of consistently walking in the power of God's Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 7 to 8, for God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gave his Holy Spirit to you. And 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 19, do not quench the Spirit. We can quench the fire of the Spirit by our doubt, our indifference, our rejection of him, or by the distraction of others. When people start to draw attention to themselves, it is a sure quench to the Spirit.
Number 8.
Christians must never ignore their responsibility to work. 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 10 to 12. We urge you, brothers, to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one.
Number 9.
Joy, especially in suffering, is a mark of the Christian. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 6. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit. And 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16, rejoice always. This comes as a part of Paul's final instructions on what is expected of a Christian.
Number 10.
Faith, hope, and love are essential traits of the Christian. 1 Thessalonians 1 verses 2 to 3. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 8. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Father, thank you for the lessons we learn from the first epistle from Paul to the Thessalonian church. Help us to apply these lessons to our spiritual benefit. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.